grab that with you real quick here, get you the pricing.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, it's Micah Caldwell.
Micah,
M-I-C-A-A.
Oh, Micah, my apologies, brother.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. Micah, my name is Mario. I'm one of the directors for the business on the finance side. We take care of pricing when it comes to the business. I know you spoke with Jan, one of our agents, and he went over, you know, some of the details that we went to. I believe one of the notes that says on here that you were looking to work with one of your buddies or a local guy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And, Micah, if I can ask, Caldwell Construction, what exactly do you do for the company?
Say that again.
What exactly does Caldwell Construction do? What do you specialize in?
I do everything, man. New construction deals, residential builds, commercial roofing, residential roofing, siding, gutters, additions, add-ons, remodels. I do it all.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay.
I don't really do a lot of small land stuff. Like if somebody called me and said they needed a window, I'm not gonna, I don't.
Okay, so you're mostly concentrating on bigger projects then, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, if I may ask, as of right now, what exactly are you looking to do with the company? Are you trying to grow the business, Micah? Are you trying to just get more work as of right now?
I want to grow. I mean, both. Grow the business and get more work.
And get more, okay. And in the event that we do, you know, revenue for you, more opportunities and more work, you said you are in a position where you're able to handle it. I mean, are you working alone or do you have a crew on standby or how does this work?
I have about 10 subcontractors that work for me. So my turnaround time is pretty good on these big jobs.
Okay. I'm only asking because, you know, our company, we would put you on quite a bit of different social platforms, and different directories, you know, and we know what that would, you know, eventually open up the opportunities for you. So here, let me just go straight into this, Mark. Our company name is Local Splash. We've been doing this for almost 20 years, and we are a premier Google partner. The reason I say that to you, because there's only about 40 companies nationwide that have a premier partnership with Google. We're one of them, right? So what do we offer? We offer to place you on the first page of Google, right? Aside from that, I know you don't have a website, which is pretty crucial, and I know that, you know, the difference between us and having, like, a gentleman in the area run, you know, your social media and run your, you know, your information on the internet is that, you know, we would create a website for you as well, brother. I just sent over a text message. Let me know if you receive that, please. All right, if you just want to hit... Yeah, if you just want to hit that link, it's a sample website of what we, you know, what would we do for Caldwell Construction. If you look at the, excuse me?
I got bad service where I'm at. Not the best service.
Oh, okay. Well, it's simply a sample site. If you click on any of the icons, which is a tablet or a computer or a phone, it lets you choose which one you want to look at. Then you scroll down, you know, where it says Pro Build Solutions, of course, there it would say Caldwell Construction Group. And once you start going down, expert services, I mean, then it'll be pictures of your work, things that you do, services that you offer, who you are, how long you've been doing this. I mean, things that would, you know, catch the public's attention, right? We want to make you, you know, appetizing to the, you know, to the client and say, hey, this is Caldwell Construction. You know, this is what I do and this is who I am. So, and then if you look at the bottom right portion of that, there's a little phone icon. Not sure if you're able to see that on the top right or the bottom right. There's like a little phone. The client will no longer, the client will not have to, look you up. They just hit that, little phone icon, Michael, and they'll be able to call you directly.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice feature. You know, we're, again, and the same thing for text messages, right? If they wanted to text you, they just hit the little phone icon and they'll, you know, shoot over a text to you. Or if you have a schedule set up on the website, they can look at the schedule and send you a message requesting, hey, do you have this availability? You know, for the most part, I mean, it'll just make Caldwell Construction look a lot more legitimate and it'll put you on the map right next to your competition. Aside from that, Michael, we also run Facebook ads on the social media portion of this. So we'll put you on the business side of Facebook, and then we will run ads for you. I'm not sure if you're familiar how this works, the ads, but I'll just give you a very quick rundown, right? If, like, you go on your phone right now, Michael, and you type in, where can I find a good burger joint, Google's going to give you a whole listing of different burger places, obviously. But later on when you're at home and you're just hanging out and you're going through your Facebook page, you're going to start seeing ads for different burger joints because you were searching burger joints on Google. You can try that. It's quite a neat feature. You know, I have my sister and my brother-in-law with the company, and they just love that feature because they're revenuing quite a bit of traffic through the social media portion of this. So the same thing, right? Anyone is looking for any type of remodeling, construction work in Sheridan, when they, not only are you going to pop up as the, on the first page of Google, Michael, but when they go on their social media side of this, on Facebook, they're going to start seeing the ads for Caldwell Construction Group, right? So it's like, hey, remember you were looking for time to buy a construction? They get that reminder, which is quite neat. So you're already on Yelp, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay. Are you paying for Yelp, Michael, or are you getting that for, are you doing the free service?
Free service.
Okay. Okay. I'm only asking because Yelp is already part of a service that we include in our package. Aside from Bing, B-I-N-G, we also put you on that platform, and then we also place you on Apple, right? So you're going to have quite a bit of exposure. This is why we ask, you know, if you are able to take on more work. So the way that it works, Michael, is very simple. Anyone in the area is looking for anything that the services that you offer, and what's going to happen, you're going to come up as one of the top recommended companies on that first page of Google. What we do is that we allow you to have multiple keywords as long as there's services that you offer. This way, if anyone types in those keywords, right, whether it's drywalling, flooring, restrooms, I mean, whatever it is that you do, as long as someone types that in, they'll be able to find you as well, right? And let me ask you a question, Michael. Are you familiar with Harris Construction or Radcliffe Construction?
Not them.
Not them? Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm also seeing Ashland Foundation or Crawl Space. There's Arkansas Fleming Contracting, and quite a bit of Harper Construction, Atkinson. There's a few of them on here. The only reason I'm mentioning that to you is because When I looked up construction work, because we have an analytics system since we're Google partners, where we're able to see the searches that are performed, and in the last 30 days, there was a little bit over 1,100 searches that were performed in the Sheridan area for any type of remodeling or construction work. And these companies that I mentioned to you are just companies like yourself, Michael, but they're the ones being listed on that first page, right? So these are the companies that are getting the phone calls, right? And the reason I mentioned that to you, imagine if you were capitalizing on a percentage of that, right, on of the searches. You know, and that's what we would do. That's what we would do, Michael. We would put you side by side, you know, next to the competition. Again, I'm not saying whatsoever discrediting your guy, right, at whatsoever, because that's not how we roll, man. We're not a company that would talk bad about other companies, because I don't think that's the way to do business. But, you know, it's just, it's almost, you know, just the magnitude of a company, right? I mean, he's a solo guy. We're a big company with, you know, different departments that specialize, and it's like dealing with the Mercedes and a Kia type of deal. But again, here's the bottom line of this. I think that in your scenario, what you need is exposure. You need a website to make, you know, become more legitimate. You know, you need to be placed in front of the right clients, and more than anything, you need to be alongside the competition, right, so you can become an option to the clients. That, I mean, 1,100 searches in 30 days, that's a lot of people looking for your type of work, brother, right? So what I like to say is, you know, the cake is big enough, man. There's enough for everyone, right? You just got to be in front of the right clients. And here's the best portion of this, Michael, our pricing. Because we are a Google Premier partner, our pricing is very affordable because we only work with one client per area, right? So once, you know, we decide to move forward with you, we close the category out and we don't work with anyone else that does what you do in the area because we don't compete against ourselves, right? So our monthly rate, Michael, is $249 a month, right? The only thing that you do pay the first month is $99, for the programming charge along with your first month. But every month it's only $249. There's no contract, right? So you're not tied down to a 6 month or an annual contract. This is a month to month service. We don't find the need to tie our clients down. I mean, we have in the thousands of customers nationwide, and you know, all of our clients, for the most part, you know, they stay with our service, right? We don't find it necessary to bind them down. We give you that option. But like I said, in your case, Michael, you know, looking at your company, I know you've been doing this. How long is it? A year? A little less than a year?
Yeah, for myself, a little less than a year.
Little less. Okay, but you have more experience in this, right?
Oh yeah, man, I got 15 years.
Okay. Sorry that I asked, but I'm only asking, Michael, because this is information that we'll put on the website, right? You know, it's like, you know, the company is fresh, but, you know, your experience is way beyond that. And that's what the client wants to know, right? Hey, how long have you been doing this type of deal, right? And then I know you're open to commercial, which is a big thing, because we can also promote you on that side as well, right? So you're not only stuck to residential, right? So you're also open to the commercial portion of this. So, yeah, man, like I said, Michael, I think that the best thing, you know, one of the questions I get asked quite a bit is, like, hey, how do you guys manage to have such affordable rates? And the reality here is that we're a Google partner, and that's the reason, right? But again, Michael, I think that, you know, for you, let's get you started with building you a website, and putting you on that first page of Google. And then, you know, we run the ads for you on Facebook as well. That's going to be a great, great avenue. You'll see about that. And then aside from also putting you on Yelp, you know, we'll put you on Apple, you know, which is another big one, right? So, the question for you is, Mark, on the website, you know, if we get that running for you, what hours of operations did you want that to reflect?
From 6 to, or 7 in the morning to 8 at night. Monday to Friday.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Perfect. And ultimately, Michael, you said you have, you have 10 subcontractors. So, in the event that you get a bigger project, that wouldn't be a problem to handle then, right?
I got 10 crews. I got over 100 guys.
No, I'm just asking, man. You know, believe me. I mean, our job is to work with you, and you know, we just want to, because we know what this is gonna, you know, the windows of opportunity this is gonna cause. I mean, you're not just being placed on the first page of Google. You're being placed in about 6 different platforms. So, you know, people are gonna start knowing who Caldwell Construction is, right? So that's why we ask these questions. It's not, you know, for any other reason, Michael. And your first name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
C-A-H.
Yeah, okay, Michael. And your last name, Michael?
M-I-C-A-H. Caldwell.
Okay, well, that explains the name of the business. All right, perfect. And do you have an email address, brother?
MC Caldwell.
MC.
89.
All right, so that's MC, Mike, Charlie, and then Caldwell, 8989 at Gmail.
That's it.
Okay, one second. I'm assuming 89, the year you were born in, brother?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. What does that make you, Michael? 35, 34?
I'll be 35 in October.
Oh, you're younger than me, brother. That's awesome. By 4 years.
4 years.
That's pretty neat. Okay. And then the business, the registration where this is registered out of, I have 185 Grant, 167041, Sheridan, Arkansas.
That's
it. Okay. That comes up right away, the registration of the business. Okay. Okay. Michael, so 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Are you working Saturdays, Michael? Or Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay. What hours are you working?
Same.
Same? Okay.
Yeah.
So, are we doing 7 days a week then? You're open till Monday through Sunday then?
If I'm not working, my crews are.
That'll okay. Work. All right, so what you're saying is you're able to take phone calls this, you know, Monday through Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my phone ain't ever off.
Okay, well, that's what's going to reflect on online. That's why I'm asking, Michael. It's going to reflect 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., which means that Sunday, 6 p.m., somebody wants to call you, they're able to do that because that's what's going to reflect on the Internet. Is that fine with you?
That's fine.
Okay, I'm only asking. Not too many people like working on Sundays.
One day I'm gonna not be able. I'm not gonna have to work.
There you go. There you go. Awesome. Let's get you there, man. One day you don't want to work Sundays. Okay, perfect. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then, how far are you willing to travel for the client, Michael? Are you willing to go out, you know, 30 minutes out, 40 minutes out, an hour out? How far are you willing to travel?
I would say 100 mile radius.
Okay. Perfect. So I will put, you know, to keep this, you know, the marketing at a 50 mile radius so we can get that initiated for now, which is about an hour and a half drive. All right, perfect. Let me make a note of that here. And then I'm sorry to ask the next questions, Michael, but I do have to ask. Are you licensed and insured?
I am.
Okay. Only reason I ask that because it makes it a lot easier to get you verified through Google and so forth. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then the other question that I have, Michael, are you taking pictures of your work?
Yeah, somewhat. I need to take more.
Can you do me a favor, Michael, and start taking more pictures? Because that's the ones that we're going to upload onto the website. You know, and we want, I mean, obviously, here's the bottom line, Michael. If you're, you know, we're going to target commercial for you. We're going to target residential. The more pictures that you take, the more we're able to show the client, hey, look, this is what Caldwell Construction does. Because if I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, brother, clients want to see the work that you're doing. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So just make sure you're taking those pictures. I mean, especially, we're trying to take you here to the next level, brother, you know, and put you alongside the competition. So make sure you're taking pictures, so we're able to put them on the website for you as well. So give me one quick second here. And then the preferred language, and I'm sorry to ask this, I know it's quite a silly question, but we have to verify English, right?
Yep.
Okay. How's your Espanol, Michael? No good?
My crews are good. I mean, I'm trying to get like a Rosetta Stone or something. I would love to learn Spanish.
Well, you know what? In the construction field, I'm sure it's something that helps, right? I mean, I'm Hispanic myself, and I have quite a bit of family members that are in the business you're in. And, I'm assuming, I guess I'm not in the business, but I think that Spanish is probably something that at some point might help a little bit.
Man, it really would. It really would. The language barrier, it is a thing, but I've been working with these guys a long time, and I kind of know what's going on.
Gotcha. Well, at least as long as you know what day it is and what's going on, I mean, I think that's the most important portion of this whole thing.
Is this going to be listed just like the first page of Google and Sheridan or what?
No. That's why I'm asking. It's going to be pushed out at least 50 miles. I mean, what point? I mean, we want to get your name out there, Michael. I mean, imagine if we're only going to do one area. That's why we ask you how far you're willing to travel, right? Because that's how far we're going to push the marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Our job is to, and you're going to see that, you know. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how much you're going to like this, man. Like I said, this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month. For whatever reason, you're not happy, you can stop the service at any time. But I can frankly tell you that I don't think this is something you're going to want to stop, you know. And I say that because, you know, if I knew this didn't work, I would never bring family members over to the business. But again, that's a great question, right? So here's the time frame, and in order for you for us to get the website going for you, to get you the ads on the social media side, that normally takes anywhere between 7 to 14 days, right? To get that side of the portion going. To get you on the first page of Google, that's the one that takes a little bit longer because we got to do verifications, we got to pull different strings. But because we are a premier partner to Google, okay, it will take roughly about 45 days so you can start seeing yourself on the first page. If we were not a premier Google partner, you would be looking at about 120 days before you were on that first page. Yeah, absolutely. But because we are a partner to Google, and like I said, there's not many companies in the States that have that premier partnership, it only takes us about 45 days so we can start seeing you on that first page. But if we were not a premier partner, then literally it would take us about 120 days. So, you know, luckily for you, you know, you're dealing with a partner, a company that's, has not only been in business for 20 years, but again, we have that partnership with Google. Now, the other question I have, Michael, tomorrow you're going to get a phone call from our IT department, right? These are the guys that are going to collect all the, you know, they're the back-end guys. You know, I'm sure, like you said, you're at 34, I overheard you say, I'm not the best computer guy, but I know something. The IT department, those are the guys that are going to, they're built the website for you, get you on the first page. They're going to collect the license and insurance information to get you verified. They're the ones that are going to ask you to, if you have any type of pictures available, to send them to them, because they're going to create the website. This is our IT and operations side. They'll give you a call tomorrow, and they're going to take about 30 or 40 minutes of your time. So I need to know, what time tomorrow do you have available, so they can, you know, to where you have about 30 or 40 minutes to spare.
What time is it there right now?
Here we are in Southern California, so here at our time is 7:30 a.m. 7:38 to be exact.
It's 9:38 here.
Yeah, you're 2 hours ahead, correct. Yeah, because we're off of PST, Pacific Standard Time. So it doesn't matter. I mean, we will give you a call at your...
Same
time? Tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Here, give me a second here. So, 9 a.m. work for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me put that information on here. Okay. Perfect. All right. Just do me a favor, Michael. Make sure that you get that call, because I don't want anything delaying the process. The only thing that will delay the process, if you miss that phone call, then they'll have to reschedule. So please do me a favor. Make sure you pick that up, so we can get the ball rolling and, you know, get the company website going and putting you on that first page.
Awesome, all right. Man.
Man. I think you're going to love it, brother. And I'm not saying that just to say it. You know, I think you're going to be quite happy with this. The other portion of this, I have to secure the account, Michael. You have 3 questions, which this is basically so when we call you, you're able to verify it's us, and when you call us, we're going to also ask you for this. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Do the mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden. Okay, go ahead.
It's H-U-E-Y, Huey.
H-U-E-Y, Huey. You know, I deal with a lot of answers to mother's maiden name. I haven't heard that one before, I got to tell you. Huey.
Man, it's, you know, it's I guess that'd be a North Mississippi, Southern Arkansas name. I don't know.
You know what? I've always wanted to, like, visit these states, man. I've never been to those states, right? Like, Arkansas, Mississippi, all those middle states.
Pretty
I mean...
It's pretty chill. You'd love it here.
Is it? Is it really?
It's pretty chill.
You know, it's
like here in California.
I'll tell you something, man. California, I mean, I lived here all my life, but it really just beginning to suck, man. I mean, our prices of living have gone off the roof. It's so ridiculous. The life pace here is just so fast, right? People are moving at such a high pace. It's not a chill environment. You know, it's just different, man, you know. You open the door for someone at a store, they don't say thank you, and it's just like, come on, man.
That's a lot different here. You know, we're not nowhere as big as y'all, but y'all have so many regulations and rules there. I mean, we do too, but nothing like y'all got.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, it's one of these states where, you know, I mean, man, if the call wasn't being recorded, Michael, I would share a big piece of my mind with you. But unfortunately, unfortunately for me, I can't say much that I would like to, because I want to keep my job. But there's just, again, that's what I look for. You know, somewhere chill, somewhere peaceful, where you can, you know, go outside your own yard and, you know, just hang out and nobody's complaining, nobody's, you know, so definitely would love to take a trip.
Move
down
Arkansas,
there,
man. Come on. I'll let you kill some deer.
See, killing deer?
Never done that in my life. I would love to. I mean, I am a gun owner, right? I'm a registered gun owner, but I've never. I mean, the only thing that we're allowed to do here is go to the gun range. I mean, we can't. I mean, how neat is that to go out there and hunt some deer? I mean, that. See, stuff like that, we don't have that, you know? I mean, it's, I don't know. I would love that, man. I love that. I'm going to keep your number one day, go visit you, and we go.
Dude, come on, you can shoot you in my backyard. I'm telling you, it's a lot different. It's a different world over here, man.
What do you guys do when you guys kill the deer, Michael?
We eat them.
Damn, see, that. I just that sounds like a complete different lifestyle, man. That sounds so cool, right? Like, hey, let's kill this thing and then let's
People don't realize how clean wild game meat is and how much better for you it is than this processed store bought crap. It's night and day, man. Like, deer meat is the leanest meat there is.
I believe you, and I can only imagine, right? Because you think about it. I mean, they have to freeze this stuff for I don't know how many months. I mean, by the time that it gets to your table, it's not even fresh anymore. I mean, it's I don't know. When I went, because I have family members in Monterrey, Mexico, Michael, and when I went to visit them, they got a cow, we ate it right there. They chopped it up. And it was some of the best meat I've ever had in a while, man.
It's nothing like it.
See, but we don't have those privileges here in California, Michael. I mean,
Y'all are kind of by themselves over there, man. I got some buddies that come down duck hunting every year, and they own. Have you ever heard of Buttons Trucking?
Yeah, matter of fact, I've heard of them. Yeah, they're your buddies.
Well, yeah, I talk to them all the time. Benjamin Button is the owner. You got Buttons Trucking and you got Buttons Transfer. There's two different companies, father and son own it. And they're big time hunters. They hunt something over there in California. They hunt turkeys and deer, but it ain't probably around where you're at. But
No, not at all.
Yeah, man, they're cool. They're a good time. They come down here to Arkansas all the time.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I mean, see, that's different, brother. But you know what? I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna get your business out and expose and get you to stay busy, and then you're gonna take me to shoot, man. Shoot some of these deers, brother. How about that?
You help me out. I'll let you do anything you want to, man.
You got it. I'm gonna hold you to that one, brother. Okay. All right, give me 1 second. I'm just filling out the rest of the info. Okay, 185 grand, 68. Okay, and then as far as the payment, do we do accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, Michael? How did you want to take care of that?
I got a Discover card I'm going to put on file. Let me see here. I left my wallet at the house, but I'm going to see if I can pull it up on this my online. Hang on, let me see if I can pull it up. I left my bag. Yeah. I was fixing to go in this gas station. I was looking for my wallet.
Nah, don't worry about it, man. Hopefully you're able to pull it up there. Hey, Michael, you been out there all your life?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out there all my life, man.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I don't love California. I mean, this is where I was born and raised, but it's gotten to a point where you're just like, dude, what's going on, man. I mean, the cost of living is ridiculous. I mean, groceries are off the roof. We're paying $6-7 for a goddamn tank of gas. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah, man. I kid you not, man. Still prices right now. I think I put gas yesterday. I think I paid like $5.80 for a gallon, almost $6.
Now gas is still high here, and like it's about $3.59. And it, you know,
that for a Californian sounds like music to our ears. $3.59.
Before Biden got in office, it was $1.99.
Oh, Biden, man. Like I said, brother, if this call wasn't recorded, man, I will.
And then all that crap that happened the other day, man, so it's getting mad.
Yeah, you know what? What a knucklehead, man. What a knucklehead to pull that stunt, man.
Boy. Man, I don't know. I'm on my Discovery website, but I don't know how to see the car number.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't have the slightest idea. I'm sure there has to be somewhere there that you're able to see it. I mean, you don't have any other card with you? You know, and then we can switch it over. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I don't even have my wallet. I got a dang, my tap to pay. I'm about to go in there to this gas station, but I don't have a... Hold on. Let me see here. Damn it. I don't know. Well, hold on. I got... Hold on, I'm going to show you the card number. Like Apple.
Here, let me. I don't know. Let me ask. That's a good question.
Is my card number on this damn thing? Man, if you can call me back in 30 minutes, I can give you the card. I'm just gonna go back home and get my wallet.
Okay. You know what? Let me hold. Just give me a second. Let me.
Send me an email.
No. Let me get permission from our operations team so they can take this listing off of the account so nobody else is called, because I told them you already took this position and we're moving forward with you. So give me one second. Let me just ask for them to take it off of the listing, and then I'll call you in 30 minutes once you're home.
Okay, do that. Call me in about 30 minutes. Make it 45 just to make sure I'm home.
Okay, hold on. Just give me one second. Let me just request that right quick. One second. Give me about 2 minutes, brother.
You couldn't send me click to pay link on my email?
We don't have a feature, click to pay, on the email. The thing that we would do is we would create a site for you, and then you can pay it on the website through our site. But it's the same thing. You're going to need the card.
Okay, yeah, just call me back in 45 minutes.
All right, give me one quick second here. Dun, dun. When's the last time you went hunting, Michael?
Man, you know, it's been summer now, so April. Turkey hunting in April, May.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, perfect. They just they said they were going to go ahead and remove the listing, which means that nobody else is going to get because like I told you, we only work with one company per area, per category. So what happens is, let's say you pass up on it, it goes back into a queue system where another possible owner has the opportunity to be placed on that first page. So what they did, I asked them, and they granted it because I told them that, you know, you were definitely moving forward. You just couldn't locate your card right now. So they removed the listing, so nobody else is going to get a phone call, man. So, we'll definitely have it ready and squared away for you. And, again, I have everything down already on my end. Literally, everything's already set. We just got to, you know, collect that payment information and move forward. So I'll call you. You said 45 minutes?
Yeah, give me 45 minutes. I'm going to go in this gas station. I'm going to use my Apple card, my Apple Tap to Pay bullshit, and I'm going to haul up back home because I need my wallet anyway.
Hey, well, you know what? Lucky for you, at least you have that Apple Pay, or else you'd be in a one hell of a position.
Man,
there
at
the gas station.
I need an energy drink. I need an energy drink in a bad way.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. All right, Michael, I'll give you a call 45 minutes, and then we'll complete the process, and then, again, get the ball rolling. And, you know, so I'll talk to you in about 45 minutes.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bud. All right, bye-bye now.